All right, this is Tone, this is Flagpost Sports, and this is Fourth and Jets.
All right, guys, this is Tone. This is Fourth and Jets. It's Fourth and Jets. It's not been a good couple weeks. If you're a Jets fan, you know the worst case scenario has happened. We didn't have a pod last week because of the holidays. And the Jets, who are tanking beautifully, they're getting ready to draft our king, Trevor Lawrence. And do you know what happened? They did the most Jets thing possible. They played the fucking Rams, a team that they have no business beating. A team that should have taken the Jets and stomped the dicks inside of them. But you know what happened? The most Jets thing, the most worst thing that could possibly happen to this fucking franchise. And my fucking soul. They beat the fucking Rams. They beat the Rams in week 15. They lost the first pick in the draft. The Jacksonville Jaguars are even fucking worse than us. Because you know what they are at least can do? They could fucking lose. And they know how to lose. We can't even lose right. This is how fucking sad we are. But you know what? There is some hope. They're going to play the Browns week 16. Maybe the Jags could beat the Bears. The Bears are kind of like a funny fucking team like the Jets. They usually do stupid shit like lose to teams that they shouldn't lose to. But there was hope. Absolute fucking hope that maybe we're still in this. Maybe we can still get our king. Trevor Lawrence, and maybe our franchise could be saved. No. You know what happened? Well, I'm going to tell you what happened because I'm sure you know by now what happened. They played the fucking Browns at MetLife Stadium. And they won another fucking game. They beat the fucking Browns. The Browns, who basically, as shitty as they have been in the last, what, 3, 4, 5 years, got their first win against us when they had their winless streak. Remember when they locked all the beers in Cleveland after they beat the Jets on Monday Night Football? Kind of seems like this team fucking owned the Jets, right? Wrong. Player of the game? Fucking COVID. Before the game, the whole wide receiver core, at least the good wide receivers, I should say, the starting wide receivers, Jarvis Landry, couldn't play because of COVID. They were around somebody who had COVID and they couldn't play because of contact tracing. I'm just the most Jets fucking. And to make it even worse, the Bears, yeah. They stomped the fucking Jacksonville Jaguars fucking Dixon. Not even close. Fucking blowout. Jacksonville's even worse than us. They just want it more than us. They say they want to win. They don't want to win. They know. They know it's at the end of the rainbow. They know what we had at the end of our rainbow, and they fucking took it from us. They see Trevor Lawrence. They saw that we were going to be happy. They saw that Trevor Lawrence was going to be at the end of this fucking rainbow. And we're going to finally have a good quarterback, a franchise quarterback for the next 10 to 15 years. And they fucking snatched it from us. All because these fucking morons on his team needed to win. Not even once, but twice. You want to hear some stats? Okay, I'm going to throw some stats at you. Ready? 53 players on the Jets team And every single one of them did not get on fucking board with the fucking tank. Why? Why did they need to win? What will one win? What will two wins get this fucking franchise? Here's some more facts. Adam Gase, fucking gone. Reports saying that the Johnsons already fucking told Adam Gase at the end of the game against the Patriots, you're fucking done, son. You're fucking fired. Not coming back. Done. Out. Dunzo. Out. So the coach ain't come back. 53 players on his team. A lot of them 1 year deals. You think we're going to bring your fucking masses back? No. No. Gone. Gone. Half team, gone. Not coming back. You know who's going to probably come back? Sam Darnold. You know why? Because we're not going to get fucking Trevor Lawrence. Unless Jacksonville is the dumbest fucking franchise on the planet. And I'm sorry, that's not possible because... Jets, hello? We're not getting Trevor Lawrence. Next best, Justin Fields. Fuck out of here. This is just an impossible scenario. Everybody's saying, take the lineman from Oregon. Take the lineman from Oregon. You could put him, you know, Mekhi Becton. He'll be an unstoppable offensive line. For who? For fucking who? We still don't have any wide receivers. Who do you think is going to come to this fucking team? What a Sam Darnold. Unless we get some amazing fucking coach after Adam Gase, which at this point, I can't even tell you who the fuck is the best candidate is. You're basically assistant coaches around the league. The assistant coach from Kansas City. His name escapes me, but you guys know what I'm talking about. This is where we're at. I could have been okay with a young coach, young quarterback, kind of mesh together, kind of grow together, be like that dynamic duo. Even like a crafty veteran coming with a young guy, like a Pete Carroll, like Wilson scenario from Seattle. But guess what? That's Sam Darnold. This motherfucker had to get not one, but two fucking wins. And let me tell you, he didn't look good in those two fucking wins. It was like some fluke shit. I couldn't even... If you looked at the box score and you saw what transpired, yeah, gimmick play, Crowder, DeBarrios, fine. But past that, there's nothing to speak of. There's no, like, amazing stat line. Sam Darnold didn't fucking kill it with a 300-plus-yard fucking performance, 4 touchdowns. None of that shit. None of that. Even against the Rams. It was a fucking scraper. And the only reason that the Rams lost was because that dumb fuck McVay decided on 3rd down and 4th down to throw the ball to, like, nobody's. The fucking running back. The tight end. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? And the Browns? Alright, fine. COVID fucked them. No wide receivers. Basically playing with half a squad. Get it. But come on. 11-win team, 10-win team right now. On the verge of playoffs. And you get your dicks kicked in by the fucking Jets? This is not a good scenario. This is not a good spot. I'm so sick of this fucking... This is typical Jets. We can't fucking win when we need to win. We can't lose when we need to lose. All we needed to do was lose 2 more fucking games. And now guess what? Playing the Patriots in the last week. Patriots? They look even worse than we do. They got 6 wins. I don't even know how the fuck they got 6 wins. We're going to play this team, and we're going to probably rob them. We're going to get 3 wins. We're locked in number 2. Thankfully, they can't even fuck that up. We're going to beat the Patriots. Yeah. Belichick hates the Jets, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, fuck off. I'm telling you right now, they're going to win, and it's going to be like, look at the Jets. They won 3 games in a row. They beat 3 good teams. Patriots aren't really a good team. 6 wins, 10 losses, fuck off. But they're going to be like, look, 3 wins. And then they're going to fire Gase, and he's like, but wait a minute. They look better at the end. Maybe things were clicking. Why did they fire him? And the fucking process starts over. The process of bullshit and fucking shenanigans. This is bullshit. every fucking year. I don't know who they're going to bring in as coach. I'm sure Joe Douglas is going to do very well in the draft. But that second pick scares me. You want a crazy thought? Here's a crazy thought. You trade the number two pick, and you trade Sam Darnold to the motherfucking Jacksonville Jaguars. You get the first pick. You take like a seventh pick for Darnold. I'm not even being fucking greedy. They get their quarterback. They get their pick. You get your pick you want, and we get Trevor Lawrence, and everybody moves the fuck forward. But that's not going to happen. You might think it's crazy, but you know what? It makes goddamn sense. And I defy any one of you people out there to tell me that you would not want Trevor Lawrence on your fucking team instead of Sam Darnold and have that hope of a franchise generational quarterback instead of starting new coach, same quarterback, same team, same result. Bring in some hope. Make some moves. Go out of the bubble. Change shit up. Say we're serious about fucking winning. We're serious about drafting Trevor Lawrence. We're serious about making a fucking winner. Do what you need to do to get this team on motherfucking track. This isn't going to do it. Not going to do it. We're going to beat the Patriots. We're going to get 3 wins. Guess what? It's not going to look that bleak. Sam Darnold led him to 3 wins. I'm so fucking sick of this shit. It's whatever, man. I mean, it's a vicious fucking circle. We do this, what, every 5 to 7 years? You go, okay, mediocre, bad, reverse it, and we go back to that. It's going to be a long, long week 17. I'm not even certain that the report's coming out about Gase is true. I think that's people just being optimistic and trying to just say it, to say like, oh, I said it first. I had a report. It's the most logical thing. Just mark my words. The Jets don't fucking fire Adam Gase at the end of the motherfucking season. It might not be called for the Jets somewhere. It might be like 4th and fucking Buccaneers. 4th and never be Cowboys. Fuck that. I don't know what I just said. 4th and Cardinals. I can't. Been a Jeff Van since 94. It's been like 5 good years that entire time. 98, 2000, 2009, 2010. I guess 4. I don't fucking know. I don't know. Fuck all this. 4th and Jets. Flagpost. Tone. Fuck. I don't know. Fuck my life.